with Shannon so amazing. Stuff with Shannon so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, stuff with Shannon. Mmm, la la la. Mmm, yeah. Stuff with Shannon.
Hey, Shannon.
Hey, Deontay.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty okay. Still got the man voice going. But
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, right.
So remember when you were talking about how you've been looking for therapists?
Yeah.
I'm thinking I may need to find one too.
Oh, maybe we can go as a couple.
Yeah, I've been in and out of therapy over the years for various reasons.
Uh-huh.
And I've never seen a psychiatrist, someone who can prescribe meds.
Right, meds, right.
Yeah, it's always just been talk therapy to get through. I don't know.
I'm looking for that. That's specifically what I've searched for, is therapists or psychiatrists.
Yeah, I'm thinking, though, I might need to find a psychiatrist because I think I may have ADD.
Why do you say that?
I think my entire life I've probably had some form of ADD.
Uh-huh.
But I always thought I was just a really good multitasker, that I could do a lot of things at one time. But now that I really have a lot of things on my plate,
mm-hmm.
I'm starting to feel like I can't focus on one thing long enough to do any one thing well.
That's a problem.
I do suffer from a level of anxiety.
Okay.
After Miles was born, I had postpartum depression.
Mm-hmm.
After Jude was born, I had postpartum anxiety.
Oh, yeah, you talked about that before.
Okay. And I think that has returned. Obviously, it's not postpartum anxiety anymore since he's four. But the anxiety, I think, has returned. And either I think the anxiety is fueling the ADD or the ADD is fueling the anxiety. But I think that they're interweaved and playing together. And I think my just overall being, I think, is suffering.
I can understand how that would happen. I have been tested for ADD,
mm-hmm.
and I was through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly did about three questions of the test, and the lady said, "You probably don't even need to finish, but let's go ahead just to say that I, you know, did uh-huh. my due diligence." And I have been having to take medicine for it for a very long time now,
mm-hmm.
and I probably need to up my dosage.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm kind of right there with you, where I've grown ADD beyond what my medication can handle at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that my inability to focus on anything for any length of time
mm-hmm.
causes me stress and anxiety.
Yeah.
And then the anxiety and stress, you try and kind of redirect your thinking, and you have to redirect your thinking in so many different directions
mm-hmm.
that it fuels the ADD.
Yeah.
So it's a vicious, vicious cycle.
Yeah. And I guess I've always kind of been not realizing it, but kind of anti-med. Even if I had to have a headache, my first reaction is to kind of wait it out to
yeah.
say, oh, I'm sure it'll go away in a little bit. Whereas I know some people are like, oh, I have a headache, where's the aspirin? And I'm not anti-med. I've been on medication before. I was on medication for the postpartum anxiety. So I'm not anti-med, but I do have some concerns about, like, do I have to be then on medication forever? And how does that affect me long term? And
I think for the anxiety, it can be short term
mm-hmm.
because I've had to do that. I've had to take, after my nephew passed away, and then there was a couple years that were really consistently bad, and I just started having panic attacks
mm-hmm.
and I had to take Xanax or Klonopin or whatever it might be. But I took it for a short period of time
mm-hmm.
until I was able to get my thoughts and my reactions to those thoughts under control.
Right.
And so, you know, with the ADD stuff, I think if you truly are ADD,
mm-hmm.
then you can either choose to medicate it or not.
Yeah.
That's your own decision. It's not, you don't have to worry about it one way or another, I guess, unless
yeah.
you choose to.
I think I just need something to, you know, I feel like it's funny because I'm one of those people that always has like 50 tabs open.
Yeah.
On my screen.
That drives me crazy.
And it drives me crazy too, but like I have 12 that are constantly there because I have to have certain ones for the work that I do as a social media manager. I have to have different social media platforms open all the time. I have a couple of different email accounts that I have to keep, you know, that
mm-hmm.
I have to check periodically throughout the day. So I have some that are constantly open. But then as I come across things throughout the day, I'll open a link. Oh, I'm going to read that article later. Oh, I'm going to read this later. Oh, I'm going to come back to that. Oh, I need to buy this from Amazon. And then I realize I have like 20 additional tabs open.
Yeah.
which makes me crazy.
It's so overwhelming.
Yeah. So I try to go through there and, you know, close all of them. I can't tell you how many emails I've sent to myself mm-hmm. with links to windows that I've closed out, because I know at some point I'm going to go back and I'm going to read this article, or this was an article that was helpful about this, just so I can close out those tabs. But then I never go back to them to finish that task. Like, I feel like I always have a constant to-do list that's never finished.
Well, I think we've discussed this with your daughter before. I think you have to write that stuff down mm-hmm. and you have to cross it off the list as you go. And you have to prioritize and decide what needs to go on the list and what you can just let go right then and there.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm really good at the organization part.
Uh-huh.
It's the completing the organization part, I think, that I struggle with. It's almost a procrastination thing.
Uh-huh.
Because I can spend 45 minutes getting everything lined up. I go through all the papers. I mean, I'm very good at the process. So like when my kids bring stuff home, I have a process. Everything has a place. Everything gets filed away. Everything gets put on the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the organization part that I have a problem with. It's the execution.
Okay.
Like, I have missed Jude's student teacher conference 3 years in a row.
He's little. I mean, come on.
It's not the conference part. It's the fact that I've missed it 3 years in a row.
It's not
Shannon.
A priority.
No, it is a priority.
It can't be a priority if you missed it.
No, I'm telling you. So this last one, it's on my calendar.
Uh-huh.
The day before, they sent home a note. I double checked the note to make sure it was on my calendar.
Right.
That night before I went to bed, I look at my calendar, see what I have for the next day. I have his conference. I get up the next morning. I look at my calendar. It's got the conference on it.
Mm-hmm.
An hour later, I specifically say to my husband,
I read that, yeah, on your Facebook.
Going to Jude's parent teacher conference. I go to a meeting. The plan is to go to the meeting, go to Costco, go to the parent teacher conference.
Uh-huh.
I go to the meeting. I have some extra time. I go to Walmart. I go to Costco. I go to pick up Jude. I'm on my way to go pick up the big kids. And I'm like, holy crap, I forgot the parent teacher conference.
It happens.
And then I get home and I post about it on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And one of my friends says, didn't you miss the meeting last year?
Yes.
I'm like, you're right. I did.
And the year before that.
And then I go through my time hop and I see from last year that I missed the meeting the year before.
See, here's my problem is that you have this fancy Apple Watch that you wear. So, and you have your fancy iPhone right there. There's no reason for you not to have alerts set to remind you of everything that you've got going on. And it's going to come to you on your butt with your phone and on your wrist with your watch.
Whatever reason, I didn't look at my, I mean, it was there. It was there on the watch. It tells you. And for whatever reason, I missed it.
Maybe some people are just hopeless.
Maybe.
And maybe you're one of them.
I could be.
Or maybe you need to learn that you absolutely have got your plate overfilled and let go of some stuff.
Yeah, but that's not a bit. That's not like an overwhelming thing. It's not like I had 20 things, 25 things to do that day and just couldn't get to it. I just forgot.
Well, I don't know how to help you. If you don't want to take medication for it.
I didn't say I don't want to. I just said it's a concern. Do I need to be on medication for the next however many years I'm going to live? I don't know.
I don't know either. But I think that maybe that's definitely a conversation you should have with your doctor. At least take the test.
Yeah.
I mean, you can Google it online and take
I've taken all of the different tests online.
Oh, you have?
The online tests say, yes, you definitely have ADD.
Right. I honestly think that those are probably put out by the drug companies to make everybody think that they have ADD. I speak to this as somebody who has been through it. Mm-hmm. I had to go to my doctor. I had to say, this is what's happening. And with me, it was I couldn't shut my brain off, period. Mm-hmm. I was not getting sleep. I wasn't able to nap. It would not stop. And it was just constant, mm-hmm. constant. I wasn't able to get anything done. My life was and still is a disorganized mess. Mm-hmm. I'm ashamed and embarrassed of the disorganization I've allowed to take over my life. But, you know, like I said, I realized that I need to up my medication at this point, and I need to do something about it. I just have chosen not to do that yet.
Yeah. My thing, I think, is I constantly feel like nothing's done. Like, even when I complete things, I feel like there's still so much more to do, when that's not really the
reality. Like, nothing is ever good enough, kind of. Yeah. No,
it's just never complete.
I get that for sure. I can't make you go to the doctor. I can't make you take medication. I can offer you some of mine, but that would be illegal. So I won't do that.
Please don't.
But I can offer you an ear. So if you ever need to just talk about how overwhelmed you feel, call me and I will trump you with that overwhelmed feeling and make you feel so much better about your life.
That sounds like a plan.
I promise you, it would absolutely work. Give it a try.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear from you.
I'll call you tomorrow.
Yes.
See you later, Radicator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.